Joining us over the phone for the first time as a representative is Scott Heiner from House District 18 with a legislative update. Good morning, Representative Heiner. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
Appreciate you taking some time. For those in our audience listening from in Star Valley, you may recognize Scott Heiner's name. And, well, you've had some roots in North Lincoln County and now serving as a representative in South Lincoln County. Just take a few seconds to introduce yourself to our listeners this morning.
Yes, thank you, Duke. So I grew up in Bedford. I'm part of the Heiner clan that's up there. I've spent most of my life away from Star Valley, even though my roots run deep there. I still have a cabin up there, but I enjoy serving in the legislature and the opportunity to get involved with the future of the state of Wyoming.
Well, of course, a unique legislative session this year of being your first one. How have things worked so far? Kind of the start and stop model in the day two of eight stretch right now, but a lot of it done remotely.
Yes, Duke. Yesterday was our first full day virtual session, and it went very well. I think they chose some easier bills to work on just so we could get the feel of it. But, you know, the technology is got some advantages. We all frown upon having to do a virtual session, me included. I'd rather be face-to-face. But we are learning some things through technology that helps us be more efficient. And it's shame on us if we don't continue doing some of the technology. For one of the things that I've noticed, Duke, is that more of the public is getting involved as they are able to dial into the YouTube video and watch the sessions. And because of that, they're more involved and they send emails and comments. And so we've got more participation from the public this way. And I really enjoy that.
Representative Scott Heiner, House District 18, joining us live during the weekday wake up. Let's talk about some of the legislation. One I've seen a lot of chatter about on social media is a bill that I understand would implement a highway usage tax. If I'm reading that correctly, tell us what this is and what the where things stand with it.
Well, what the highway department has proposed is putting a box in all of our vehicles to record them, and then we will pay for the actual miles that we travel on the Wyoming highways. I think this is a non-starter. I don't think anyone in the legislature is going to go for having a black box in their vehicle that records our mileage. It's too much of a Big Brother thing. But in my heart of hearts, I think it's a way of softening us up so that they can, that we will be more amendable to the increased fuel tax, because that's another bill that is progressing through the legislature concurrently. And everyone is against more taxes. But as we weigh the different options of having a black box in our vehicle or paying higher fuel tax, I think it's going to soften us up. And as I've talked to some of the individuals in the community, they're it's working on them. They're saying, well, I'd rather have the fuel tax than have that black box. So we got to be careful there. We don't intend to.
Representative, tell us more about the fuel tax. How much of an increase are we talking in the proposal right now?
They're proposing another 9 cents, Duke. And, you know, before I agree to something like that, I want to see how they are trying to become more efficient as a highway department, the Department of Transportation. Our entire state government is taking some cuts right now, some serious cuts, but they're becoming more efficient and transparent in doing so. And the highway department is a self-funding department. It's totally funded from federal money as well as the fuel tax. So we got to make sure that they're trying to reduce costs and be more efficient as well as the rest of our state agencies.
Again, we are live with Representative Scott Heiner this morning with an update on the legislative session. Representative, there was another bill you wanted to mention this morning and bring up. Tell us about it.
Yes, yesterday we talked about a short-time compensation program. This is a great program that we're one of 15 states in the union that doesn't have such a program right now. And it's a win-win for employers, employees, and the state of Wyoming. What it is if the work has some crisis, such as the pandemic, where an employer doesn't have enough work for all of his employees short-term, he can actually reduce their hours and not have to lay them off. He can reduce their hours and the employee, the difference is made up by our unemployment insurance. So say an employer has 10 employees and during the winter or something, some crisis, he doesn't have enough work for all of them. He can actually reduce the hours of his employees to, anywhere from 60% or 10% to 60% reduction. Keep those employees on his payroll and keep them working a little bit. And the difference is made up by the unemployment compensation insurance. So the employees retain all of their benefits. They're kept whole. And we always talk about our employees being the biggest resource in our company. That way we get to keep these employees that are trained, and we don't have to let them go and rehire someone else. So it actually lowers the cost of insurance for the state of Wyoming, keeps more money in the pockets of employees that otherwise would be laid off, and actually keeps employees for the employer so that he can keep those that he's trained and be ready to return to work when the work picks up again. So it's a really, really good bill that we enjoy.
Well, appreciate your time this morning, Representative. Again, Scott Heiner, House District 18, and we'll touch base with you again in a few more weeks.